Mothers, you who have seen your first, your only child expire, think of the night, the last, beside the little one who lies there weeping. Recall the sip of water you wanted him to drink, the ice to break his fever, the death which comes little by little until you know it's there. Put on her tiny shoes. Give her fresh linen. Someone is coming to put her in the earth. Goodbye, my little one. Goodbye, flesh of my flesh. The fourth station is Mary's, who has accepted everything. There, on the corner of a street, she waits for him, the one who is the wealth of total poverty. She does not weep or speak. Her mouth is dry. Jesus draws near. She stands and watches him, and once again accepts it all, her cry stifled deep in her heart. She does not speak. She looks at him. She is the church, and he is Jesus Christ, Redeemer. And her soul strains to reach her son like a dying soldier's cry. She stands there before God, her soul revealed. No part, no fiber of her heart holds back or refuses to accept. And just as God himself is there, she too is present, accepts it all, and looks at him. This son conceived within her heart and does not speak, but looks and looks at him, the Holy One.